And a word of opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee, and then through our Saviour's precious and worthy name, we ask, O God, for a sense of Thy presence tonight. Come and speak to us, we pray, and may we know, Lord, that Thou art here and not to bless us. So be with us, continue with us now, in the Saviour's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to commence by singing the words of hymn number 215. Words will be on the screen. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me He died on Calvary. 215 will stand as we sing this opening hymn, please. Seek the Lord again, please, a word of prayer. Let's ask for His help and for His presence with us this evening. Eternal God and our Father, we come to Thee tonight. And Lord, we thank Thee for Calvary. We thank Thee, O God, for the finished work of Christ there on the cross. We thank Thee, Lord, for that great love that You have shown toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, we stand in awe and wonder and amazement tonight as to why You should ever set Your love upon us. And Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight we might realize afresh the great love that God had toward this world of sinners lost. We who were wretched, we who deserved nothing but the wrath of God, Lord, we who were so far from Thee, we who were only fit, Lord, for the flames of hell, yet, O God, we thank Thee that in love and mercy Jesus came my soul to reclaim. And Heavenly Father, we thank Thee tonight for the glorious gospel of saving grace. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight for all that You've done for us. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight for that place called Calvary. We thank Thee, Lord, that there the Lord Jesus Christ died that we might live. Heavenly Father, we rejoice this evening, Lord, that we have a wonderful story to tell. We thank Thee, Lord, tonight that we have, Lord, the greatest message this world has ever heard, that message of Jesus and His love. And our Father, we pray that you'd be pleased, Lord, to even speak tonight through the gospel. Speak, O God, we pray, to those who are still out of Christ, to those who are far from thee. And Heavenly Father, we pray that this evening, Lord, there might be in this place made a highway for the preaching of the gospel of Christ. Our Father, we pray that tonight, Lord, you'll speak to hearts out of Christ, Lord, those far from thee with no thought after thee. We pray, Lord, that tonight you'll come and, Lord, breathe upon us tonight. Lord, we need thee. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for, Lord, a very real sense of thy presence. Speak to hearts, we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that whether in this building, Lord, those listening online, we pray, Lord, tonight that hearts will be spoken to concerning their great need of Christ. And, Lord, that this night someone will come to the cross. And Lord, that there they will lay their burden of sin down. And Lord, that there they will cry unto thee for mercy and for salvation. We thank the Lord tonight that the gospel is for the whosoever will that believeth. And Heavenly Father, we pray that tonight, even in this place, Lord, that sinners will come. Lord, place their faith, their trust, stake their whole eternity on the finished work of thy dear Son on the cross. We thank the Lord tonight for the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ that cleanseth us from sin. And our Father, we pray that you'll come. And Lord, speak to our hearts, we pray. Lord, make this, Lord, a house of salvation. Lord, that souls will be saved. Lord, that the cry will go up from this place. What must I do to be saved? Bless the going forth of thy word tonight, we pray. Lord, bless Nathan as he'd come. Minister to us in song, encourage him. Lord, help him this evening, we pray. And Lord, may he know great help from heaven, even, Lord, as he would sing the gospel tonight. And then, Lord, around the word, Lord, we need thee. In every part, in every detail, we need thee. And so, Lord, we look to thee afresh tonight, we pray. Our Father and our God, we ask, O Lord, you'll remember those who cannot gather with us tonight. Remember those who are unwell in their own homes. We pray, Lord, you'll speak to them. Remember those in hospital. Draw near to each at this time. And Lord, lay your healing hand upon each one. Lord, we pray tonight for those who are cold, careless about the things of God. Lord, those who have no interest in the things of God. Those who have no interest even in a gospel meeting. Lord, challenge hearts tonight, we pray. Lord, set us all on fire. Give us, Lord, that holy boldness, even, Lord, to seek to live for thee and to proclaim the glorious message of saving grace. And so, our Father, we pray, you'll help us now. Continue with us, O God, we pray. And Lord, in everything that would be said and done in this place, may thy name and thy name alone be honored and glorified. So hear and answer prayer. Continue with us now. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Delighted to welcome Nathan back to Sandown. Glad to have your wife and children as well. Glad to have you all tonight. I'm going to ask you to come just at this stage, Nathan, and sing for us. Pray the Lord bless you as you do so. Thank you.
It is a privilege to be here this evening to minister in song. I want to thank your minister for his invitation to be here tonight and the words of welcome. This first song I'm going to sing tonight is quite a solemn piece. It's called "What Will You Do with Jesus?" And I just trust and pray that this will speak to your hearts tonight, especially if you're not saved, that before you leave this building tonight, you'll have made that decision of what you will do with him.
Jesus is standing in Pilate's hall, friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken, what meaneth the sudden call? What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with him? Jesus is standing on trial still. You can be false to him if you will. You can Searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and my greed. Then the door of my prison was opened by love, for the ransom was paid. I was free. I'm free. Fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last.
am free from the guilt that I carry. From that dull, empty life, I'm set free. For when I met Jesus, he made me complete. He forgot how foolish I used to be. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past. For I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. For I traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last.
Nathan, thank you very much for your help this evening. Appreciate that. And we'll hear from Nathan just a wee moment's time as well, as he'll come back and sing another piece or two for us. But we're going to turn this evening to the book of Deuteronomy. The Old Testament into the book of Deuteronomy, please, in the chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. We're going to read from the verse 11. Just for the sake of time, read down to the end of verse 20, the end of the chapter. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. Want to speak a little later this evening on the subject of standing at eternity's crossroads. And let's hear the word of the Lord tonight. Deuteronomy, chapter 30, in the verse 11, it says, "For this commandment, which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. Is it not in heaven that thou shouldest say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou shalt go to possess it. But if thou turn thine heart away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve him, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This day, let me welcome you all along to our gospel service this evening. We're glad to see you in the house of God, and we welcome each one able to join with us tonight in our gospel meeting. In the Savior's name, we give you all a very warm and sincere word of welcome. Glad to have Albert back with us as well again tonight. Pray the Lord will bless you and keep his hand upon you even as you are here for this time. Can I just quickly remind you of the meetings that lie before us in the will of the Lord? As we said this morning, we've been asked to announce that tomorrow night, that's Monday night, over in Cumber Church, there is a special meeting by the Crown College students from England who are over at this time, and they're having a meeting tomorrow night in our Cumber Church at 8 o'clock, and all are invited along to that meeting. Then on Tuesday night here in the church, we have the Explorers Club for the boys and girls. Please do remember that meeting at 7 p.m. Thursday night will be our Bible study and prayer meeting. I'll be here, God willing, to preach this Thursday night at 8 o'clock. Friday night will be a presbytery meeting for our elders, and that will be held in the Martyrs at 8. That brings us then to next Lord's Day, 11:30 and 6:30, the two main services. I'll be here to preach. Sunday school and Bible class at 10:15 here in Sandown, 2:30 over in Hollywood. And in the evening time, Solid Ground will be here to sing. Missionary boxes are due in, so if you have a missionary box, and as yet you haven't been able to bring it in, if you could do that, then to bring it in to William or Richard as soon as possible, that would be appreciated. So we said this morning, the church committee have decided that the church dinner that was planned for next month will be postponed until September, and we will get a number of dates to you and get the dates confirmed to you as soon as possible. But the church dinner that was planned for next month has been postponed until September. Do remember those who need our prayers. Remember our brother Sammy Lewis has been a very long time in hospital, and do pray that the Lord will touch him and that very soon he'll be able to be back home again. Also remember our sister Maureen Ewing, as she commences treatment tomorrow, radiotherapy treatment tomorrow. Our Friends and Family Service is on the 10th of April, and the Reverend William McDermott will be here to testify on that occasion. Then we have our Easter conference here on Thursday the 14th at 8 o'clock, and then the Lord's Day the 17th, that's Easter Sunday, and the Reverend Timothy Nelson will be the preacher at all of those meetings, and he'll be taking as his subject the subject of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. And so remember that Easter conference and plan to be with us. The Easter Convention meetings themselves are back in person this year after a two-year absence, back in the Martyrs on Friday the 15th, Good Friday, and Monday the 18th of April, Easter Monday. Remember, the offering boxes are available there for you as you leave. I think these are all the announcements, and as always, they are made subject to the will of the Lord. I'm going to ask Nathan if he would come again, if possible, please, and sing for us. And pray the Lord will bless you, Nathan, as you come and minister to us. Thank you.
Beloved Son, sooner or later.
a sooner for some. Darkness will all then be past. Sooner or later, our Savior will come. With Him will your lot be cast. Sooner or later, cares will have flown. Sunshine and gladness we'll see.
Nathan, thank you so much for being with us this evening. You've certainly been blessed by your ministry, and it's lovely to have you and your family with us tonight. We pray the Lord will bless you and continue to make you a blessing. Let's turn back again, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30 and the verse 19. As we said, we want to speak this evening in the gospel on the subject of standing at eternity's crossroads. And verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. I have set before you life and death. Perhaps we can just stand, please, for a word of prayer, if you can, just to change your position before we come to the Word of God. Let's stand, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this evening for Thy presence with us already. We ask, O God, that tonight You'll speak, Lord, that Thy voice will be heard in this meeting tonight. O God, that in the Word of God, that in the Gospel of Christ, Lord, that You'll come and speak to all of our hearts. Lord, make this a very blessed night. Lord, we pray that You'll come. And Lord, that this evening You'll speak far beyond the voice of this preacher. Lord, may the voice of the Holy Spirit be heard. O God, speak convict of sin and bring the lost to Thyself, we pray. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Before the advent of sat-navs and Google Maps, it was left to the good old paper folded maps to tell us which way to take while we were on a journey to an unfamiliar place. But often along that journey, we would have come to a junction and we would have come to a crossroads, and it would have been unfamiliar to us, and we would have not been sure which way to take. What was the right way to take in order for us to reach our final destination? The maps may have shown us which way to take. The signposts might have directed us which way we should go. But at the crossroads, at any junction, we had a decision to make. What way should we go? At that crossroads, at that junction, there was a decision to be made. And tonight in this meeting, for all those who know not Christ and still unsaved, this evening, the reality is that tonight you are standing at another crossroads. You this Sunday evening are standing at another spiritual junction. In fact, I have described this junction as eternity's crossroads. And you see, tonight you have a decision to make. Which way should you go? Which way will you go? go. Because tonight the reality is that the decision that you make as you stand tonight at eternity's crossroads will determine your final destination for heaven or for hell. Spiritually speaking, tonight you're standing at eternity's crossroads. One way leads to heaven. That is the way of the cross. Another way leads to hell. That's the way you're currently on and you're currently walking. Tonight there are two ways. Two ways that lie before you at eternity's crossroads. And the question is, therefore, which way? Which way will you take? The people in our Bible reading were standing at a crossroads as well. And Moses is presenting to them in Deuteronomy 30 in the verse 19 the choice between life and death, blessing and cursing, between the way of God and the way of the world. And you see, just as Moses presented this choice to his people of that day, so the choice is presented to you again tonight. And the decision that you have to make is exactly the same decision that the people that Moses spoke to all those years ago had to make as well. There's no difference. The choice presented to you tonight in the gospel. No matter who you are, what you are, what society you come from, what social background you have, what position you have or don't have in society, the reality is tonight you have a decision to make. As you stand at eternity's crossroads tonight, you will either decide for Christ and for heaven, or you will decide for hell and reject Christ. Standing at eternity's crossroads. As we consider this verse this evening, I want you to see, first of all, here there is the challenge that is detailed. There is a challenge that is detailed. Look at verse 19. Moses says, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life. He is presenting a challenge to these people. Life or death? Blessing or cursing? As we think of this challenge, as we think of this choice that these people had to make, I want us to notice something, some details about this challenge. Notice that it was a definite challenge. You see, this was not something that they could be neutral on. This was something that they could decide, would decide one way or the other. They weren't going to choose an in-between way because there wasn't an in-between way. They were going to make a definite choice. And you see, tonight, as you sit in this meeting, you will make a definite choice as well. You will make a choice either to decide for Christ or to continue to reject Him, either to receive eternal life through Jesus Christ or to continue on that path to eternal damnation in a lost eternity. This is something you cannot ever be neutral on. You can be neutral on many things in life. But when it comes to the gospel and when it comes to the choice between Christ and eternal damnation, this is not something you will be neutral on. Already, Nathan has been singing about the crowd in Pilate's judgment hall faced with a decision concerning Christ. Would they reject Him or would they receive Him? Would they crucify Him or would they crown Him? Well, they decided to crucify Him. They rejected Him. And you see, tonight the same decision faces you as well, whether you realize it, whether you want to admit it or not. Tonight, this is a definite choice. But not only is it a definite choice, but notice as well it's a defining one. It's a defining one. You see, the choice you make in this challenge that is detailed here will define your life. And it will define, more importantly, your eternal destiny. The choice to accept Jesus Christ is the choice to accept life. That's what's offered in the gospel. Real life, true life. Peace with God, eternal life forevermore. Yet the warning is given, look at verse 18, that if you reject the gospel, then it will bring death. I denounce, verse 18, unto you this day, that ye shall surely perish. You reject Jesus Christ. You reject the offer of the gospel. It will bring eternal death, not eternal annihilation, but eternal death and damnation in a lost eternity. You see, folks, this is not a trivial matter. This is a choice between life and death. You see, a man's destiny depends not on his character, but rather on his choice. And what you decide to do with Christ tonight will decide what He does with you in death. Oh, hell tonight is full of people who made the decision to reject Christ. Hell tonight is full of those people who decided they want to hold on to this world and they wanted to hold on to their sin. But in making that choice, it defined their eternal destiny. Make no mistake about it, be sure that what you decide will determine where you will be in God's eternity. Reject Him, He'll reject you. But receive Him tonight, then He will receive you. Therefore, tonight, choose well. Choose life. Choose Christ. It's definite. It's defining. But as well, I want you to see it's demanding. It's demanding. Look at verse 19 again. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day. This day. In fact, six times in this one chapter, this little phrase, this day, is used. You see, there's an urgency about this matter. This is a demanding choice because of the uncertainty of time and the certainty of death. You think you can put this decision off to another time. You think you'll have another opportunity to decide for Christ. You think you can live on in your sin, and when you feel like getting saved, when you feel the time is right, then you'll give your life to Christ. Scriptures only speak of one time as far as the gospel is concerned, and that time is now. This day. Salvation in the Scriptures is always placed in the present, in the here and now. Why? Because it's the only time we have. It's the only time we have. Behold, now is the accepted time. And behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. And while God's voice is calling, and while God's Spirit is striving, tonight, come now to Christ. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You see, tomorrow could be too late. Tomorrow may never come. That's why you need to come now. Now. One of Mr. Spurgeon's students, a man by the name of Timothy East, recorded in some of Spurgeon's writings that Timothy East spoke. One of the meetings that Mr. Spurgeon was involved with, and Timothy East was urging people to get saved and get right with God. And after the meeting, this lady stayed behind, and she wanted to speak to the young preacher. And she says, I want to get saved, but I just don't want to get saved now. And so she left that gospel meeting that Lord's Day evening. Timothy East, according to the writings of Spurgeon, Timothy East was down the street one day, a few days after that, and somebody called his name. And he turned around and he saw a young woman coming after him, and He didn't recognize her. He didn't know who she was. But she says, "Are you Mr. East? Are you the preacher?" He said, "Yes, I am." "Well, you must come. My mother is dying, and you must come." Timothy East went into the home, went up the stairs where the lady lay. And that was the very same lady that he had been speaking to a few nights previous, the one who wanted to get saved, but just not now. And as Mr. East made his way into her room, the lady saw him and cried out, "Too late. Too late." Within a few moments, she was gone. She had made the wrong choice. She made it too late. You see, tonight, this is the day of salvation. Now, not tomorrow, now. It is a demanding choice. But I want you to see as well in verse 19 that it is a documented one. Because look what it says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you." You might think tonight, if I decide against Christ, it doesn't matter to anybody. Makes no difference. Nobody knows about it. But you see, the choice you make tonight is documented in heaven. The choice whether to receive Christ or to reject Him is documented in heaven. And He records the choice that you make. The decision you make tonight is already marked down by God. You might think tonight no one knows. But you're wrong. You might fool others around you. But you're wrong. Because tonight the Lord will record the decision that you make. The Lord will record what you decide to do tonight with Christ. And on that day of judgment, on that day when you stand before Him and the books were opened, your decision will be read out. And the decision that you made in that gospel meeting in Sandown Free Presbyterian Church, the last Lord's Day of March 2022, will be read out as to what you did and the decision you made. I wonder tonight, what will God's record of your decision be? What will God document tonight in the books of heaven concerning your choice? Very quickly, it is also a distinct choice, because look at verse 19. It says, "Against you." You. You see, salvation is personal. It's not about the person beside you. It's about you. It's about you. You have a choice to make. You have a decision to make. Salvation is an individual, personal choice. You'll never get to heaven on the back of someone else's salvation. You'll never get to heaven because someone else that's in your home or your family or in your neighborhood saved. You'll only be in heaven with what you have decided to do. It's against you. Therefore, tonight, what will you do with Jesus? There's the challenge detailed, but very quickly, I want you to see as well, there's the cost declared. You see, you accept Jesus Christ, you turn from your sin, you receive Christ for salvation, you will receive blessing, you will receive life. That's why Moses said in verse 19, "Therefore, choose life. Choose life." But you reject Him. You reject tonight Christ. It'll be the costliest decision you will ever make. You see, some decisions in life have proved to be costly, maybe financially, prove to be costly, maybe emotionally, but I tell you, this decision will cost you eternally. You reject Christ tonight, the cost will be that you will forfeit heaven. You reject Him tonight, the cost will be dear to you. You will forfeit heaven. You will never be in heaven without Christ. Look at verse 20. It talks about the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. That was the land of promise, the land of Canaan. But not all entered into that promised land. Some fell by the way. Some left off. Some rejected. Some never saw the promised land. And of course, the promised land, the land of Canaan, is a foreshadowing of heaven, of that place of many mansions that the Lord has gone to prepare. But there is a condition for entering heaven. The Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you reject Christ tonight. You reject your only way of to heaven. You forfeit heaven. You'll never be there. The cost of rejection is high. I urge you tonight, stop counting the cost of being a Christian and start counting the cost of what it will be to not be a Christian. Count the cost of what it will be to reject Jesus Christ finally and eternally, and your soul lost in a lost eternity. Because I tell you, that's a cost beyond all human compare. Without Christ, you'll never be in heaven. Without the new birth, you'll never be saved. Stop thinking tonight that somehow you'll just slip in there. And it'll just all work out. No, it won't. Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You reject Christ tonight, you reject heaven, your only hope. You forfeit heaven, and forfeit hope. Verse 19, Moses says, therefore choose life. Choose life. On the reverse of that, if you reject the life that there is in Jesus Christ, you reject your hope for heaven. And therefore, tonight, you have no hope. You have no hope either in life or no hope in death. And you go out into eternity rejecting Christ with no hope beyond the grave. You will hear those awful words from the Lord, depart from me, ye cursed. But tonight there is hope. Tonight there is great assurance in the gospel. You come to Christ, you receive Him tonight, you turn from your sin. You can have this hope. You can be sure tonight. You can walk out of this meeting sure of heaven. But you reject Him. The cost will be high because you'll forfeit heaven and you'll forfeit hope. Oh, don't reject your only hope for heaven. Don't reject the only hope that you have beyond the grave, that hope that is found alone in Jesus Christ. It will cost you. You might think it'll cost me if I were to get saved. Maybe cost you friends. Maybe cost you acquaintances. Maybe cost you time. I tell you this, it'll cost you far more not to be saved. Because it'll cost you your soul in a lost eternity for all eternity. The challenge detailed, the cost declared, but finally there's the consequences described. You know, whatever choice we make in life, there's always consequences. And the choice you make tonight, there'll be consequences as well. It will impact your future. I come back to this point because it is so important. It will determine where you will be in eternity. Well, so many are concerned about what will happen tomorrow, what will happen next week, where you'll be in a year's time, 5 years' time, and yet give no thought to where they'll be in death. Living for time, not a thought for eternity. Living for the moment, with not a concern as to where you will be 5 minutes after you die. Oh, you reject Jesus Christ, you reject Him, your hope tonight, you will be on the authority of the Word of God on a lost eternity. It'll impact your future. But on the reverse of that, you come to Christ, you receive Christ, it will influence thy your family. Look at verse 19, that both thou and thy seed may live. If you get saved, it does not mean that your family will get saved, by the way. This is not teaching household salvation. If one person in the house gets saved, not at all. Salvation, as I've said, is a personal matter. Each and every one must make their own decision. What one person decides does not mean that the rest of the family are saved as a result. But I tell you what I believe has been taught here is that if you were to get saved tonight, what a tremendous influence it would be in your family and in your home. You were to give your life to Jesus Christ. You were to get saved tonight. What an influence you would be for God and for good. You were to give your life to Jesus Christ. It'll affect your home. It'll affect your family, your neighborhood. You could be the means of bringing others to Christ. Perhaps even those people that you think are holding you back from Christ, you could be the means of even bringing them to Christ. Oh, you get saved tonight, your life will be transformed, be turned around. You'll enjoy the blessing of God. You'll know peace. It's not always going to be easy. But you'll have a joy deep down that you never thought were possible. God will give you every blessing. You see, God doesn't save you to make you miserable. God saves you to make you happy. And the greatest joy tonight is the assurance of sins forgiven. Peace with God through the blood of the cross. And all this is offered to you in the gospel tonight. Therefore, what will you choose? You are standing at eternity's crossroads right now. Right now. You're standing at a junction in your life right now. Which way will you go? Will you continue on that way that you're on, rejecting Christ, living in sin? Or will you turn around and go the way of the cross? Because it's the way of the cross that leads home. Two ways stand before you tonight, blessing and cursing. Life and death. Therefore, tonight, choose life. Choose Christ. Standing at eternity's crossroads, which way will you go? Let's bow in prayer. And before we sing our closing hymn this evening, we have to be honest and sought to be as faithful to your soul as possible. We've set before you life, death, blessing and cursing. But you make that decision tonight, not me. What will you choose? What way will you choose tonight? Continue to reject him? Or will you come to him? Don't reject him any longer tonight, but come. Come this day. Come this night. If you have a concern about your soul, don't go away tonight. Don't go away tonight. Speak to me. Get your soul salvation sorted tonight. And don't put it off. But come now. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll speak on. Give the grace for the sinner to leave sin and to come to Christ. Bless thy word, O God, we pray. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing the closing hymn, which is 253. The words will be on the screen. Almost persuaded now to believe. Almost persuaded Christ to receive. Seems now some soul to say, go Spirit, go thy way. Some more convenient day on thee I'll call. We'll stand together as we sing this final hymn, please. Seems now some soul to say, go Spirit, go thy way. May that not be you tonight, but rather tonight may you come. Eternal God and our Father, we leave the issues of this meeting with thee. We pray, Lord, that tonight you'll speak. Continue, Lord, to strive. Bring someone to thyself tonight, we pray. Answer prayer, go with us. Take our thanks for thy presence with us. May thy presence rest from me and abide upon us. In the Savior's name we ask all of these things.